right now on VFN TV. Parents in Virginia are outraged. Why? Because their children got an Islamic homework. And we're going to be listening to Raheel Raza, a Muslim who talks about and builds the case and shows the evidence of radical Islam. It's happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the low country in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God, and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let them.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in just a few minutes is Stephen Kolaszewski. Well, I want you to imagine. Imagine sending your child to school, as you do every day, someplace here in America. And I might add, not Dearborn, Michigan, and not Newark, New Jersey, but let's just say Virginia. Only to find out that when your high school teenager comes home, that he had an assignment, she had an assignment to do. And the assignment, get this, was to write out, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Well, as you can imagine, there was outrage. This did happen, and it happened in Virginia, and the parent, Kimberly Horton, she was not happy. Who sends their child to school to write and learn about Allah? And so many parents got together. There was great concern, and I want you to watch the fallout. Watch this.
Well, some parents in Augusta County say this geography assignment, which was given at Riverheads High School last week, is an attempt at Muslim indoctrination in a public school. Hi, everybody. I'm Channing Frampton. Morgan Donnelly is off tonight. First at 10, Devin Turk talks with those concerned parents and has the school's explanation behind this controversial calligraphy.
Thank you, Jesus. Be here with us tonight.
Kimberly Herndon says she felt her rights as a parent had been violated when her ninth grade son came home with this homework assignment. It asked him to copy the Shahada, the Islamic statement of faith, which translates to, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. When asked about her reaction to the assignment, she'll tell you.
Shocked that it was sent home. Shocked that that was in the school. Shocked that it was happening right here in our small town.
The assignment says it's meant to give students an idea of the artistic complexity of calligraphy. Herndon says she feels the assignment tried to indoctrinate her child into the Islamic religion.
There was no trying about it. The sheet that she gave out was pure doctrine in its origin.
Augusta County School Superintendent Dr. Eric Bond says neither of these lessons, nor any other lesson in the world geography course, are an attempt at indoctrination to Islam or any other religion, or a request for students to renounce their own faith or profess any belief. He went on to say the lesson attempts objectively to present world religions in a way that's interesting and interactive for students.
One student we spoke with said she didn't feel comfortable completing this assignment, even if it just was for calligraphy.
If it was, why couldn't we just learn to write hello, goodbye, you know, normal words, not that.
On Tuesday night, dozens of people met at Good News Ministries to voice their own opinion. Herndon has not sent her child back to school since the incident happened last week.
I will not have my children set under a woman who indoctrinates them with the Islam religion when I am a Christian, and I want to stand behind Christ.
Meanwhile, the school maintains that the lesson is consistent with the standards of learning in Virginia. In Augusta County, Devin Turk, WHSV.
And you can read the full written statements from both Kim and Dr. Bond with this story on the WHSV.com. New tonight, we are reading your comments on the issue from the WHSV TV3 Facebook page. Wendy Wren Fitzgerald writes, I have a student in this class and had this teacher myself. She has done nothing wrong in my eyes. On the other hand, Amy writes, I can tell you this is...
This is what's happening in Virginia. In Virginia. Listen, this should not take place. Calligraphy, like the young girl said, write hello, say goodbye. And you know what? That's not the only form of calligraphy. Why is this allowed in the school system? You got to ask the question, what would possess a teacher to actually bring it into a classroom? There is a strategic plan. There's a narrative unfolding. And it's trying to infiltrate every part of our communities, every part of our civilization. And really, this is not about anything of what they're projecting it's supposed to be. There is a radical Islam in America. And of course, not all Muslims are radical, but there is a strand of radical Islam. And when we get back from this break, we're going to show you, and again, this program is PG, because we're going to show you some graphic content that lays out the evidence, that builds the case in real numbers and real facts that radical Islam does exist, a word that our own president and Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, refuses to say. Radical Islam. It's real. It's happening right here in America. We'll join you when we come back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN-TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Calligraphy assignment. Really, Steve? Wow. Calligraphy.
It's amazing to see. I think that's such a critical question that the young girl asked. Of all the words to write down, why these words? Why not the simplistic word of just, we could have wrote hello? You know, and it's the powerful thing is just like seeing the double standard of what we're seeing in a lot of the areas of education is that anytime someone would recognize or acknowledge the name Jesus Christ, there's this outrage. But yet when they say another faith,
if they had to write Jesus is Lord on that homework assignment, mm-hmm. You know that every attorney, they'll be all over the internet, all over the news channels. There's something about the name of Jesus. Yes, we know. And you're right. It's just a narrative that's going out, and we're seeing it everywhere. It's like all across the country. If you've been watching VFN-TV, we've showed you things about posters that they were making about ISIS, a homework assignment. Things that they were banning, like the American flag on a T-shirt, but yet we can do posters about ISIS, and they were drawing the ISIS flag as an assignment. I mean, What is happening? What is going on in America? And one of the things that we have to remember, you got to know who the enemy is. And the enemy is not Islam. The enemy is not Arabs. The enemy is a radical strain, radical jihadists, Islamists that want to do us harm. That's the enemy. But it has a multi-pronged attack, if you will. Some of it is governmental. Some of it is they try to come in through the education system. And, of course, some of it is violent and it's physical. Mm-hmm. And what we need to be aware of ourselves personally, because I think a lot of people in America, Steve, are just naive. Yeah. They just think that this is a problem that exists overseas and this is a new normal. And we fall danger of falling into the normalcy bias. We start accepting things as, well, this is just part of life.
It's always been like this.
It's always been like this. It will always be like this in the future. It will never end. And so we have to readjust to new life in America, which is terrorism, on our shores.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. We need to face it head on, and we need to deal with it. And for quite some time on this program, we've been saying, you know, where are the moderate Muslims? Where are the Muslims that don't agree with the jihadists? You know, some reports are there's 1.5, 1.8 billion Muslims around the world, and that only maybe 15 to 20% of them are radicalized, meaning that a great majority of Muslims around the world are not jihadists. They're not terrorists. They're not violent. Yet, the other 15 to 20% comes out to about 200, almost 300 million people, equivalent to the population of the United States. We're still talking about a large amount of the world's population that believes that jihad, war, mm-hmm. terrorism, cutting off people's heads.
Yeah. Sharia law should be implemented.
Yeah. Caliphate. You know, yeah. That this is real and it should happen. Well, we have a special project for you. It's done by the Clarion Project and by a bold woman. Her name is Raheel Raza. She is a Muslim, and she makes the case for radical Islam, saying that it does exist, that she doesn't want it part of her religion, that it's a threat to her as well, and that it must be dealt with. You've got to see this, because this is presented in such a way, I do have to let you know that it is a PG. There is some graphic content in what you're about to see, but it allows you to see firsthand, as you see evidence upon evidence of the reality that radical Islam exists and that it is meant to do us harm. Watch this.
Almost every day, we are told that Islamist terrorism has nothing to do with Islam.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Al-Qaeda's cause is not Islam. ISIL is not Islamic.
And we are told that Muslims reject the extremists.
The overwhelming majority of Muslims reject that interpretation of Islam. It's very important for us to align ourselves with the 99.9% of Muslims who are looking for the same thing we're looking for.
But is it true that 99.9% of Muslims don't support extremism? What would you say if scientific polls by major research organizations have repeatedly shown a very different picture? I'm Raheel Raza. I'm a Sunni Muslim, and for the past 20 years, I've dedicated my life to speaking out against the rising threat of radical Islam.
When there is a disease or a virus, it can't be treated unless you identify the problem. So we have to call it what it is, and it is violent, radical, extremist Islamism.
This is not an easy topic to discuss, but in light of the fact that most of the terrorism in the world today involves Muslims in one way or another, and because it directly affects our lives and security, I think that we need to be able to have an open, honest, and fact-based conversation about that.
Let's be honest. Islam has a problem today. There is a cancer of extremism within Islam today.
This is not a conversation about Islam. It's a conversation about the growing threat of radical Islam and how it affects us all. And that conversation begins now. Our society has evolved to a point where we can have a civilized debate about almost anything. Anything except what may be the most important issue of our time, the rise of radical Islam.
Liberals somehow feel worried that they're going to be called racist if they criticize people of the Muslim faith.
This fear of being called a racist has caused many people to act against their better judgment, and it may have even cost innocent lives.
At least 14 killed, another 17 wounded. It happened in San Bernardino, a city.
In San Bernardino, California, two Muslim terrorists who had pledged allegiance to ISIS killed at least 14 people.
Inside Farouk's house, police found a virtual bomb-making laboratory with smokeless powder and remote-controlled cars.
But a few weeks before the attack, some neighbors apparently noticed suspicious activity but didn't call the police. Why?
That man that we interviewed said he never said anything because he didn't want to be seen as racially profiling.
Did political correctness cost people their lives? It's hard to say for sure,
But we do know that it's become harder and harder to speak about these things without being told we are racist.
Freedom of speech, freedom to practice any religion you want without fear of violence. These are liberal principles that liberals applaud for. But then when you say in the Muslim world, this is what's lacking, then they get upset.
It's an ugly posture. It's gross. It's racist.
How about the more than a billion people who aren't fanatical, who don't punish women, who just want to go to the store?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
And don't do any of the things that you're saying all Muslims.
Wait a second. Stereotyping. Wait a second.
And you're painting the whole group religion with that.
No.
Well, I'm a Muslim, and I don't need Ben Affleck defending me and my religion. I appreciate it. But I don't need celebrities defending me from talk show hosts. I need to be defended from the radicals in my own religion who want me dead. Radical Islamists who behead people, set people on fire, pour battery acid on women's faces, murder people in the name of my God.
فَقَسَمًا قَسَمًا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ لَنَدُكَّنَّ أَمْرِيكَ وَبِعُقْرِهَا فِي وَاشِنْطَنْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى.
Radicals who seek to take over the world in the name of my religion.
We need to establish the domination of Islam.
We believe that the Sharia will be implemented worldwide.
سوف تستعيد زعامة العالم.
So let's get real and look at some numbers. Today there are around 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. In fact, Islam is the world's fastest growing religion, and according to Pew Research, it will surpass Christianity this century. Now, obviously, not all Muslims are radical, but a certain percentage are. Sam Harris helps break it down for Ben Affleck and for all of us.
As you say, we have 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims. Now,
second biggest religion in the world, a quarter.
Well, Ben, let me unpack this for you.
Please do.
Just imagine some concentric circles here. You have at the center, you have jihadists. These are people who wake up in the morning wanting to kill apostates, wanting to die trying. They believe in paradise. They believe in martyrdom.
That's the first circle of radicals. Violent jihadists like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Hezbollah, Hamas, and various lone wolves. These are the jihadists who murder people in San Bernardino, Texas, Paris, London, Delhi, Jerusalem, Ottawa, Madrid, Nairobi, Boston, and of course New York. These are the horrible bad people, as Ben Affleck said. So how many violent jihadists are there? There are anywhere between 40,000 to 200,000 Muslims involved in fighting for ISIS across the world. That's just ISIS. And it doesn't include the hundreds of thousands of jihadis fighting for Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and other groups. But the thing about terrorism is that it only takes a handful of terrorists to do serious damage and even change the way a society operates.
Explosives hidden in shoes and other improvised bombs are an active ongoing threat.
And with the refugee crisis, the number of ISIS jihadis operating in the West is also set to increase.
The huge numbers are a challenge to security, with many arriving refusing to identify themselves upon arrival in Europe.
This is the ideal situation for ISIS to penetrate several countries in Europe.
And according to reports, the mastermind of the Paris attacks snuck into Europe claiming to be a refugee.
He boasted of being able to travel freely between Europe and Syria.
And while radical Islamists are sneaking into Europe, twice as many British Muslims are fighting for ISIS than are fighting in the British armed forces.
In the gruesome video showing James Foley's murder, many were shocked to hear his executioner speaking with a British accent.
This is James Wright Foley.
America is not immune to this danger.
Today, federal prosecutors say a man trained in Syria returned to the United States to launch a terrorist attack here at home.
According to U.S. Homeland Security, there have been over 122 U.S. terrorist cases involving homegrown violent jihadists since 9/11. Fortunately, many of them have been thwarted by law enforcement. That's the first circle. Murderous, violent jihadists in Europe, in America, and around the world. But what about the next circle outside of them?
Outside of them, we have Islamists. These are people who are just as convinced of martyrdom and paradise and wanting to foist their religion on the rest of humanity, but they want to work within the system. They're not going to blow themselves up on a bus. They want to change governments. They want to use democracy against itself.
Islamists want many of the same things as the jihadists. It's just that their tactics differ. So instead of engaging in terror themselves, they use the political and cultural system to further their aims. Take Gaza, for example. In 2006, Palestinians voted Hamas into power. Hamas is a radical terrorist group that used democracy to gain legitimacy and political power. Also included in this circle are a large percentage of Egyptians who in 2012 elected the Muslim Brotherhood into power.
Egypt has a new president this evening, Mohamed Morsi, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood was formed in Cairo in 1928. It's known as the progenitor of modern political Islam and has a stated goal of establishing a global caliphate or Islamic state run in accordance with Sharia law.
Morsi wants to impose Islamic law, limit the rights of women. His party is not pro-American.
Now, while the Muslim Brotherhood is primarily a political organization, it has spawned many terrorist groups around the world, including Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and others.
Although distinct from the groups we just described, there is an organization here in North America called CARE, which the Department of Justice said is or was a member of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood.
CARE presents itself as a moderate civil rights group representing the interests of Muslims in America. Yet when you look a little closer, many disturbing things start to emerge.
A controversial American Muslim group is facing new charges of ties to Islamic terrorism.
The United Arab Emirates has just listed CARE as a terrorist organization. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are also on that list.
And in the United States, CARE was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in a major terror funding trial. Groups like CARE try to silence people like myself and others who dare to speak out about radical Islam. Case in point, a film that I was in featuring nine women who spoke out against barbaric treatment of women by radical Islamists got shut down.
Why would CARE want to silence this film?
That's what they do. They try to shut down debate by crying Islamophobia, even at Muslims like me. That's the second circle. Now this next circle is the largest of them all, and this is very disturbing. The Muslims in this circle are certainly not like ISIS. And they're not working to overthrow governments like the Muslim Brotherhood. But they do hold beliefs and practices that no doubt will seem radical to you and me.
They hold views about human rights and about women, about homosexuals, that are deeply troubling.
Who are they? What are their beliefs? In 2013, Pew Research released a comprehensive study based on interviews with thousands of Muslims in 39 countries. It reported that in countries like Afghanistan, Egypt, and Jordan, the vast majority of Muslims surveyed, between 79 to 86%, believe that those who leave the Muslim faith should be executed. Do you know anyone who has left their faith? Do you think they should be executed? Do you think that that's a radical belief? If we were to take the average from all the Muslims surveyed around the world, we end up with an average of 27% who believe that apostates should be executed. 27% of those surveyed, that equals 237 million people. Did you know that 39% of all Muslims in the countries surveyed believe that honor killings can be a justifiable punishment for a woman who has had pre- or extramarital sex? Do you think that's a radical belief? That radical belief is held by over 345 million Muslims. These studies paint a picture of an Islamic world that is increasingly out of step with the modern world. When it comes to support for terrorism and jihad, these are the numbers for young Muslims aged 18 to 29 in Western countries. 42% of French Muslims, 35% of British Muslims, and 26% of American Muslims believe suicide bombings against non-Muslims can be justified. This is the next generation of Muslims speaking. A majority of Muslims surveyed, 53%, said they want Sharia or Islamic law to be the law of the land in Muslim-majority countries. Of those who said they want Sharia to be the law of the land, Over 52% said they support whippings and cutting off of hands of thieves. This comes to about 281 million people. Do you think that's a radical belief? And 51% say they're in favor of stoning spouses if they're unfaithful, which equals 289 million people. Of course, not every Muslim believes in these things, but hundreds of millions do. The numbers are right here for all to see. It's time for an honest conversation about one of the most important issues of our time. By silencing the debate about radical Islamist beliefs, we abandon our own core beliefs of truth, free speech, and tolerance, and we abandon human rights in favor of political correctness. Together, we have begun the conversation. Now it's time for you to have your say.
Well, those are the facts. I want to thank and applaud Raheel Raza for stepping out and being so bold as she is to say what is the truth. That radical Islam does exist, and there is an agenda. And when we get back from this break, we're going to continue to unpack this, because we can continue to talk about the issue and the problem, but we really need to be talking about is the answer to the problem. And that's what I'm excited about, is what is the answer to this problem. But as we go to the break, I do want to talk to you about our special offer. We want to encourage you, become a VFN TV partner today for any amount. But your partnership opens a doorway for you, if you will, to all kinds of information, to all sorts of special offers that are for you. They're free. Just you can have them. And this one that we're offering right now, Special Offer 2000, it's entitled This Is War. And is this the prelude to the Mark of the Beast? And is this the beginning of World War III? This is all as a result of the attacks in Paris and what has been unfolding since then. Listen, you want to be prepared and you want to be ready. Partner today, as we want to make sure that we get this to you and to your loved ones. Watch this. I want to share with you about our Special Offer 2000. You want to get this special offer. Just for partnering with VFN TV for any amount. It's yours. We want to get it to you. And it's called This Is an Act of War. Has World War III begun? And is this the coming mark of the beast? These were the statements. This is an act of war by the Francis president, François Hollande, right after the Paris attacks. If you remember, he closed the borders immediately. And what happened was a complete tragedy. But he says this is an act of war and that France was going to be engaged. But in this message, you're going to find out some very interesting and some startling information. One of which is that, is this a prelude to the Mark of the Beast? How are we going to get there? Are we on the verge of World War III? You're also going to find out about biometrics identity. They have a system already designed and they want to implement for 7 billion people where they're digitally tagging you with an ID. And guess what? It's already happened with 200 people living in India. You don't want to miss it. This is a time for the church to wake up as to what is happening right now. You want to get this message. You want to partner. And it's through your partnership and our sponsors that we're able to continue to do what we're doing, keeping the conversation light. You become a partner at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and select partner now. Or you can do it by mail. And you want to mail VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And you can always feel free to call at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. Partner today.
I make deliveries to Carson probably two or three times a week. Well, it first started off, he wouldn't even come out of the house. he would just look at the truck from inside the window there, his picture window. He loved just trucks in general. But for some reason, the UPS truck really captivated him. He's just intrigued by it.
Who is that guy?
Mr. Ernie and me.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to see him all the time with his UPS uniform on. He was always looking really sharp, you know, with his hat and his boots and his, I mean, the whole outfit.
This is Ernie!
Every single day, like I said, I can come here, you know, 3 times even a week, and I get the same reaction every single time, all that excitement, you know. So, and he's always ready, waiting. Are you ready to do some deliveries? Carson's always wanted to be a UPS driver. And today, we're going to make his wish come true.
Let's look.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is this trick or treat again?
It's package day.
It's what day?
Package
day.
You can pretend you're something.
Thank you.
Well, I've been driving for over 25 years. You know, everything's different every single day. I mean, there's a lot of really neat people, but nobody, you know, stands out like Carson does. Yeah, he's really special.
I really like Mr. Ernie.
Hi, I'm Councilman P.C. Wu, City of Pensacola, District 1, and I'd like to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Should doctors who practice abortion be made known to the public? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything has been brought to the forefront. An abortion issue is definitely needed to be done. But the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations. Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
If they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. The end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
And you know, Pat, I abide. You abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide. You abide. Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does, too.
And I think Chris does, too. He's shaking
over
there.
Smile.
He doesn't have a mic.
Right,
oh,
there.
He's jumping. He abides, too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select Get Your Free Plan Today, and when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to vfntv.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program, and we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
No.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely, definitely speak.
Joy to the world, the Lord is
VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Steve, those are the numbers.
That's it. That's the facts.
Those are the numbers and those are the facts. And thank you for Miss Raza.
Mm-hmm.
And what boldness. It's great because mm-hmm. we've been waiting and saying, who is going to speak? If this is not how Muslims feel, there certainly somebody mm-hmm. has to say that there's radical Islam. This is not who we are. But she laid the facts out that there's hundreds of millions
yeah.
of radical Islam.
Yeah, and so often we live in the false perception of safety, thinking that everyone in the world has the same Western ideals as we do in America, and we can't take that cookie cutter mindset and think that there's other people that mm-hmm. think that way. It's sad, but the world is changing, and it has changed, is to really consider the reality that there are people that wake up every day to think about these types of things. And it's just like it is disturbing, but at the same time we have to discuss and realize that these are the facts.
Groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian National Guard, whatever they're mm-hmm. called, Al-Qaeda, mm-hmm. and then you have organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE that seem to be political, but they inspire a lot of terrorists,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then you can think, okay, and then of course you have ISIS. And reports are that ISIS was so violent that Al-Qaeda was saying, you know, you guys can't hang with us, type of thing. And so you're seeing a huge network, if you will, of committed people that are even willing to give their own lives. So the question we could ask ourselves as Christians is, okay, this is real. Yes, it is happening. Yes, they want to do me in particularly harm, not just America, but they want to do Christians and Jews harm. And so where am I in all of this? You know, do I bury my head in the sand of denial? It's not going to happen to me. It's just, you know, in the Middle East and this is occasional. Or you know what? This is only going to happen in a big city. But because I live in small town America, then it can't possibly affect me. Or do we get to see how can you as an individual make an impact? You know, I think that oftentimes, Steve, people are always looking for a majority, a consensus, a group of people to join together that kind of think like me so that we can do something.
Mm-hmm.
And what they find is that consensus never comes together.
Yeah. And that's a dangerous moment, is if you're looking for just simply the crowds. Well, the truth is in the crowds. It's like, no, the truth is in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's where it comes down to.
Yeah. It always is. The answer always is. But the truth is, too, is when you as an individual, you as one person, start to begin to take individual responsibility and understand that, you know what, if it's up to me, it's up to me. You know, oftentimes we're looking for other people and we're counting on them as part of our plan of execution. And the truth is that you have to have your own plan. You have to know what you're going to do. Whether anyone else does anything or not, what are you going to do? And what are your responsibilities before Jesus Christ and Him alone? And the truth is that, you know what? People of God have been facing violent people for a very, very long time. This mm-hmm. is not the first time we see persecution. I mean, Nero was literally taking Christians and putting them on a stake in his garden. And reports are is that he would dip Christians in wax, put them in the huge pole in his garden, and then from his window they would light Christians up so that he would have a lighting to see his garden. This is the type of evil that was done in you know, to Christians, as far as back as throwing them inside the Colosseum and watching them rip apart with lions. But the question is, did that ever deter those believers from denouncing Christ, or did it deter them from not being bold and preaching the good news of Jesus Christ? I mean, think about Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen was stoned.
Mm-hmm.
He was stoned. But he didn't say, hey, guys, okay, knock it off. I give up. They considered their threats. In fact, you know, Scripture says, you know, for God, they were crying out for God to give them boldness mm-hmm. in the midst of all this onslaught and all this attack. And we got to make sure that we don't shrink back yeah. in fear.
Well, it's so much of an important to recognize the reality. It's like you hear us so much talk about, you know, a revival and a third great awakening. And, you know, when you're talking about Stephen, that was in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
There were so many miraculous signs and wonders. And it says that the church grew so mightily. And it says in that very chapter, when you're talking about when Stephen was stoned, it was right after him talking about the gospel.
Absolutely.
And people were so offended. And then you looked at, there was a great persecution that came against the church. But when you look at who was birthed in that reality, there was a man named Saul. And when Stephen was stoned, it said that Saul was okay with it. But in that moment, shortly after, he became Paul.
Yeah. We got to go to a hard break, but we want to continue this conversation when we get back. I want to remind you of a dream that Casey Sweet was given about, we only have 2 minutes. We don't know how much time we have left. And so there's an urgency to do all that we can in the lifespan and in the time that we have to do it for Jesus Christ. 2 minute warning. Watch this.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I want to tell you about a dream that I believe God gave me. I was sitting in a very dark room with me and one other person. I'm not sure who that person was, but I think I knew them. I was sitting there, and I knew that there was going to be a bomb that was about to go off, and I had 2 minutes. I didn't see the bomb, but I knew that it was there for some reason, and so I had 2 minutes, and I was just waiting. And I started praying and silently in my head, and all of a sudden the bomb went off. And I woke up in my dream. I woke up on a train full of people, cars. We were in a car full of people. There was people everywhere. And Jesus was standing at the very front of this car, and he was telling everyone, he was asking, he said, "Who of you knew me? Who of you accepted me and actually knew me while you were alive?" And everyone was looking at him like, "Why does that matter? Who are you? Why, you know, why did we need to know you?" And I said, "Well, I did." And I'm like the only one that said so. And he said, "Well, come with me." And so I go up to the front of the car, and we go into the next car on the train. And he looks at me, and he's got these papers in front of him that have some things on them, and he looks at me and he says, "So why didn't you tell the person next to you when you were about to die about me?" And I just started crying. You know, I was just like, I don't know. I didn't even cross my mind to tell them about you. And just filled with regret and feeling like I could have done something more. And he went on, had a list of things that just opportunities that I had missed in my life to tell people about him and to do good. And at the end of it, you know, Jesus was like, "I still love you, and you are still welcome here." He said, "I just wanted you to realize what you could have done." And so, you know, he hugged me, and he welcomes me into this train car now full of believers. And I sit down in my seat, and I'm just sitting there and still crying from, you know, feeling like I could have done better. But person in front of me turns around, and I realize I knew them. I was like, "Wow, what are you doing here? You know, this is..." I was like, "I'm so glad you're here." And he said, "I want to thank you." And I was like, "For what?" And he said, "You're the reason I'm here." I was like, I barely even talked to you. This is a guy from high school. And I said, "I barely even talked to you." He said, "No, you are the reason I'm here. You told me about Jesus, and you showed me what it meant to follow him." And I was just blown away. I couldn't believe that someone I barely even knew, that I barely even talked to, was there because of me. I just couldn't believe it. And I finally woke up, and I was crying, and full of tears of joy and tears of sorrow and regret of things that I've in my past that I have not taken, that I've taken for granted, and I haven't done for Jesus. And I believe that in this dream, he was trying to show me the time is coming. We only have 2 minutes left. You know, it's coming very quickly, and we need to take our time and take advantage of the people that are around us and the opportunities that we have to share the gospel and to let people know that that train is coming, that people sitting in that car can say, "Yes, I accepted you and I knew you," and they can go to the next car. And that's my dream, and that's what I wanted to share.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So the answer is for us not to shrink back, but the answer is for us to say, you know what? I am going to share the gospel. I'm going to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And if I perish in this life, listen, I am living for the life to come. These are situations that are arising that we're facing every day. Is it really allowing us to evaluate, am I truly living for the things, you know, are they worth what Jesus died for? And this is that moment that we have to answer, what did we do in our generation? Why are you here? We're here to make a difference for the kingdom of God. And so we got to do all that we can in the time that we have to do it, even if we have to risk our own lives. Every single person deserves to know Jesus Christ, even if they're a jihadist. We have to find ways to be able to preach the gospel and to pray, to do the chief thing. And that's what we want to do right now. We invite you and ask you to please pray for us, but we want to take this time to pray for you. Lord, we thank you, God, for, again, the opportunity of being with our viewers, Lord, and being able to shed light and talk about what is happening in the world, Lord, and what is happening with radical jihad. Father, I pray that you would help us all as believers, Lord, to understand that we are the answer, that we carry the light with us, Lord, and that we can bring the good news, Lord. Help us and remind us, Lord, that we need to take all matters to prayer, and that you will give us the strategies, and you will empower us, Lord, with signs, wonders, miracle, and power to preach the good news like never before, and that heaven will be full and that hell will be empty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and thank you for watching. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts, you go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.